after years of declining interest and revenue, Wichita's public golf system is facing an uncertain future. KMUW's Nadia Fell looks at a new discussion over how the city should operate its golf courses, if at all.
Thank you, guys.
The news that Wichita's Park Board was rejecting the only bid it received for McDonald Golf Course was met with relief.
We're thrilled with it.
Tom West is president of First Tee of Greater Wichita. The nonprofit youth golf program is partnering with the city to build an education center and driving range at McDonald, but West put plans on hold until the Park Board had made its decision about the course.
This just clears the air and eliminates all the confusion and rumors and such with what would happen to McDonald Golf Course. And for us, that's just great news. We're full speed ahead.
Even though McDonald's future as a public golf course and the home of First Tee is safe, the sports future in Wichita is still murky. All across the country, the number of players is dropping and courses, both public and private, are closing, and Wichita has not been immune. Now, city leaders and golfers are pushing for an outside review of Wichita's golf system to see whether it can be run better, even if that means it's run by someone else. Troy Houtman is director of Wichita Park and Recreation, which includes the golf division.
We have more golf courses than we have a need for. And so one of the biggest issues is, how do we maintain five golf courses with a dwindling amount of revenue?
A sustainability study of Wichita's golf system earlier this year showed that rounds played at the city's five municipal courses peaked in the 1990s and have been falling steadily since, down to about 150,000 last year. It's left Wichita with a $600,000 hole in its golf enterprise fund. The fund doesn't receive tax dollars and is supposed to be self-sustaining. Players pay fees, those fees pay for salaries and maintenance and equipment at the golf courses, and players keep coming back. But that's not how it worked out.
We know that we're going to be operating in a deficit, and so our budget department is pulling dollars from other areas of the city to help cover our deficit. And if the role was reversed and say the police department was over budget and they had to use Parks and Recreation dollars to cover their deficit, I would be unhappy. So I'm looking at my fellow directors and saying thank you very much. Anytime that there's an overage, there's something else that's not being done.
About 40% of the enterprise fund actually goes to golf. The other 60% goes to staff salaries and other administrative fees the courses have to pay, like the police department and water. What was supposed to be a self-sustaining system has become unsustainable. Not only did Park Board members consider selling a course, but this summer they voted to close LW Clapp Golf Course in South Wichita.
Even with closing Clapp, they're still not in the black.
Cindy Renard is a member of the Park Board's Golf Advisory Committee. She says it's time for a big change in the city's golf system, and not just in the number of courses.
Improve our course conditions, we improve our customer service, our marketing, expand our concession offerings, and just our offerings in general, whether it be in league play, in tournaments, that will increase the traffic at the golf courses.
To do that, she and a small group of fellow golfers are calling for an outside evaluation of the golf system, likely by the National Golf Foundation.
The staff here is really too close to the problem. That's why it's important to have somebody outside, independent. I feel like there's been ineffective management in the last few years, and it just needs to be looked at.
The Park Board this month recommended going ahead with the outside review, but the City Council will have final approval.
I think everybody realizes we can't continue, whether we continue with four courses or five. We cannot continue on the road we're at because we can't afford it any longer. It'll just be a matter of time. We're looking at the same situation.
McAdams Golf Club President George Kolb, who years ago also served as Wichita City Manager, is on that ad hoc golf committee with Renard. He says depending on what the review comes back with, if it happens at all, the city may have a new role in managing the golf system.
And I mean, we've been providing golf services, the city has, for 100 years. And so now, we've run it the same old way for that 100 years. Maybe it's time to look at a different model. Maybe we spin it off into a nonprofit or a public-private partnership of some type so that we can continue that tradition for another 100 years.
The National Park and Recreation Association outlines four different models for managing golf operations. Some of them involve the city, others involve leasing the courses out to private third parties. Right now, they're all being considered, but Kolb says he's not sure what the city's role should be.
I don't know. If I had the answer to that, I'd be a millionaire. Okay? I don't know.
Now, golf is not a core service, like fire and law enforcement, and it serves a relatively small part of the population. But Cindy Renard says she wants to see the city stay in the golf business in some way or another, instead of relying on private groups like country clubs to offer the sport.
I think a municipal system, they can offer the affordability and the accessibility. Right now we have five courses. They're in four corners of the city and the city center. And I think that is important. It's an affordable venue that everybody is welcome.
Municipal golf courses are also an important quality of life amenity, says Park and Recreation's Troy Houtman.
It sounds kind of strange, but a lot of folks use the amount of golfers and the amount of golf courses in a certain geographic area, how that equates to quality of life. And typically you see if the golf is doing well, that's a very strong quality of life community.
Like Renard, Houtman wants to keep the city involved. He says his park department can provide the golf service better than anyone else. But he says long term, golf could become fully privatized, and he's open to discussions about what role the city might have in the future.
I mean, we have to do what's best for the community, and that's the ultimate decision, is as we evaluate these things. And if that evaluation comes back and there's a better way to operate, well, let's see what we can do to make that happen.
For KMUW News, I'm Nadia Foe.